Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our podcast today. I am Amy Ravel.
And good Monday morning to you, Amy. I am Kirsty, and I am starting with good mornings until we're out of COVID. Remember?
I forgot that you were doing that. I'm just ready to jump back into normal life.
What have you been up to today then?
Not a lot. I've just been working on our database and doing some cleaning up of that and transferring of files and transferring of client photos from sessions and things like that. Been sitting on my deck. It's been a beautiful 19 degrees in Melbourne, which is pretty much my favourite temperature, I think 19 or 20. And Cal's been sitting outside and we've had music playing and it's just been really, really, really nice.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. You've been with a client today?
Yes. In a garage. Lots of fun.
Excellent.
Got very dirty.
Oh, I love those sessions.
I'm still cleaning dirt out from under my nails. So.
Do you have a nail brush?
I like them when I'm in them, and then I get home and I'm like,
Yeah, you got to wash your hair right to the roots. Do you have a nail brush that you could use?
No.
Yeah, because we have a nail brush that I use after really messy client jobs, and I love it. It's so satisfying.
Oh, good.
There you go. Maybe I'll get you one for Christmas.
It's okay. I've lived 42 years without one. I think I can live another 6 months or more without one.
I wonder if Simon has one, though, for all his gardening.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
He bites his nails down to the quick. He doesn't need them.
I don't, yeah. That's, yep, too much. So today's episode... is we are talking about business cards and loyalty cards, like basically those bulk of cards that you keep in your wallet that is making it so fat. And if you dream of having a wallet like Kirsty's, which is, you know, very, very slimline. Yeah. So why don't you tell us, Kirst, what kind of a wallet you have and therefore what business cards or loyalty cards you do or don't carry?
I don't have a wallet. I do not have a purse. I carry only my phone and I have all of my loyalty cards, my credit cards, my debit cards, and everything on my phone.
Awesome. So credit cards, do you use Apple Pay or something?
Yes, I use Apple Pay. Yeah.
So you don't even have to carry a credit card with you?
No.
Wow. When you go to pay for something, how does your Apple Pay know whether you're paying on credit or debit?
You get to choose which card you're using.
There you go. I did not know this.
Yeah. And there's a lot, yeah, so that's what I do. How about you? What do you do with your loyalty cards?
So I do have a wallet. I posted recently on our community page that I got a new wallet for Mother's Day, which I absolutely love. I may have purchased it myself and then given it to the kids and said, wrap this, give it to me on Sunday, because I just loved it. And so I think I've got one loyalty card. So I've got my Bunnings business card, which you need to scan when I'm purchasing stuff from Bunnings. I haven't actually worked out if my trade card can go on my loyalty card app or not, but maybe I will try. But I don't keep any other loyalty cards. I've mainly just got credit cards, debit cards for all the different things that I need. And then I've got like my Medicare card and what else is in there? Like my key, that's public transport in Melbourne for those of you that are not in Melbourne. And that's kind of all the cards I keep on me. But it is a wallet. I'm not as slimline as you.
Yeah, I've got my driver's license on my phone. I've got my Medicare. I've got my my high caps card as well. So
you can put your Medicare card on your phone and not carry the Medicare card?
Yes.
I did not know this. Aren't you glad we're doing this episode today?
Yes, I am.
So tell us about that. Is it in an app or is it actually a Medicare app?
It's a Medicare app.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have a look.
I'm just getting my phone to open my phone to make sure I'm having a look at what I've got. Because I've got the Medicare app, but I didn't know that I didn't need the card in my wallet.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it depends on which, what your practitioner does, you know, and it depends on if their practice is, you know, offline or not. You know how some of them still use that clicker switch thing?
Yep. So very few though.
Yes, very, very few. I know particularly in COVID, they're not even wanting to touch your cards.
No.
So they're just like, yep, sure, whatever, whoever, I don't care, whatever, just go in and see the doctor.
You can say that you're Mary Joan from down the street.
Yes. But, yeah, so I cannot remember the last time I actually needed – oh, I do remember the last time I actually needed my card was when I returned something to school. When I returned the uniform shop, they needed the actual card to return the money back onto.
Oh, of course. Yep.
So during returns, you need your card, but for everything else, yep.
So where do you keep the cards?
I have a purse. I do have a purse that I carry around in my handbag, but it only has the absolute bare minimum. So it's only got all of my cards and all of my like driver's license.
Okay,
it doesn't have any loyalty cards. It only has Bupa, Medicare and my credit cards and bank cards.
Yep. So you've got them, but you don't need to access that. You can just use what you've got on your phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. What about cash?
I never ever carry it.
Right. What do you do when you get given cash though? Because I know some of our clients pay us cash and I always end up like trying to spend cash going, how do I get rid of this?
When our clients pay us cash, I just put it in. So I take my handbag to my client, to our clients. So I just put it in one of the pockets in my handbag. And then when I get home, I give it to Simon to bank.
Okay. And then he'll go to the post office and bank the cash.
Post office?
How else are you banking cash? Are you doing the little
going to
slot
the
machine?
ATM?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm at the post office.
You sound
office.
Like a grandma. Go to the post office.
Well, I can't remember the last time I used a bank because I do the posting of all our books. And so I'm at the post office regularly enough that if I need to bank something, I just do it there.
Okay.
I've not thought, oh, yeah, of course you could do it at an ATM because it's easier for me to just do it when I'm at the post office.
Yeah, whereas our post office is at shopping centres, which has all the ATMs.
Yeah, no, ours is on a strip shop and way better hours than any bank would ever have.
Yeah.
Not an ATM,
but
though,
you don't
because
need...
ATMs can happy whenever.
Yeah, and ATMs take your cash all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Yes.
Or I might have some cash somewhere around the house, but it's never very there for very long.
Well, tell us how much you keep and whereabouts you keep and when you're going on holidays next, please.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I won't.
Growing up, my parents always kept cash in books. So they've got a library at their house and there was always like just random $100 notes in the like sleeve of a book. It was so random.
And so, yeah.
So that's what?
Like random, and if you guys didn't know about it and you went to it's dangerous when you're decluttering.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, one of my clients, her mum did that too, and she took on that habit. So when we were decluttering, that we'd just come across random, like $1,000 randomly.
Gosh.
And she went and she was telling me a story that when her mum did a, like when they were decluttering her mum's house, they threw out thousands of dollars because they didn't know that there was money in some places.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. It's I totally understand the mentality.
I don't.
I appreciate that some people have that mentality because of their upbringing.
Yes, correct.
Yes, but I don't think it's a very safe practice.
No, we do not encourage you to stash cash.
No. No. So do you the other thing I was going to say about store cards, like loyalty cards, is most places are going online now.
I would say.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I didn't just hand over my mobile phone number or email address for a loyalty card. So, but there are apps. There's Stocard, and what other apps can we
use? Well, Stocard's what I use. Yeah, so I use Stocard, which is S-T-O-C-A-R-D, and it's a free app. You basically just scan the barcode and then it uploads it. Like you might go add, so I'm just in there now. You add and you might say, hey, I'm going to add my Woolworths card. You scan the Woolworths card and it's there. So next time you want to scan your Woolworths card at the checkout, you just go into it and scan your phone. Yeah. And you can use it for a bajillion different things.
Yeah.
And you can even add your own. So like my library card is in there, so you just have to manually put it in because I was not going to carry a library card that I very rarely use. So I ditched the library card and just added it in as a manual entry.
Yeah, most libraries have their own apps too that sync up with their with their library cards.
Okay, cool.
So that's what we do for our library cards. I've got all of my library cards, all of our family library cards on the app on my phone. So I just scan my phone.
So I don't know if our one does that. I'm going to have a look into it.
I would be surprised. Yeah, go check out Eltham Library.
I really will.
But yes, lots of that. I think that loyalty cards are becoming a thing of the past to keep on you.
Yeah, thank goodness. It's just a waste of space. And like we go in clients' houses all the time and we'll find a loyalty card like at the back of the couch, in the bedside drawer, in the car dash. Like people, even though they say, oh, well, I need the card, they often don't have it available when they want to go and use it. So we would encourage you use an app so that even if you would like to keep the cards in a drawer somewhere, you actually have access to the information when you actually need it.
Yes. My daughter uses my old loyalty cards as her pretend credit cards in her pretend play.
That's really cute.
Yeah. She loves it. We found she asked to use a handbag of mine last night and I was like, yeah, sure. But then I looked in the handbag and there was a phone case in there, which is one of her pretend, well, it's a real phone case, but it's
her pretend phone.
And she goes, oh, I've been looking for that. It's got all of my credit cards.
That's really sweet.
Yes. And I was like, well, maybe you should empty out my handbag when you finish using my handbag.
Yes, like we tell our clients to do.
Yes, but I can almost 100% guarantee that it was not her that put the handbag away. It was her father cleaning up after her.
Yes, quite possibly.
Yes. So, okay, what about business cards?
Yeah, well, can I give you a confession about business cards? In my teenage years, I collected business cards. So I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I was a bit of a collector in my teenage years and I had double sliding wardrobe doors and I had business cards blue tacked to them top to bottom. I would have had thousands. And then I also had like shoe boxes full of business cards. So back in the 90s, everybody had a business card. And whenever you met someone, you exchanged business cards. And my dad worked a lot in China and Asia, and so he would collect business cards for me. And I just had a ridiculous amount. So I did get rid of them probably when I was about 17 or 18 and went, this is ridiculous. I will never need this. Yes, that was fun. I became the business card girl for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I have always found it a bit ridiculous how one of the first things when you start a job is you get your own business card. And I remember my first ever business card. I was a sales executive for a footwear company. And I remember thinking, I have like 3 clients. What in the world am I going to do with a 500 pack of business cards? And it seems so wasteful. Yeah. Do you remember your first business card?
I don't think that I ever got any, ever.
Oh, so maybe it was just my world where everybody got business cards when you start a job.
Yeah. I don't think I ever got high enough in the business to warrant a business card.
Interesting. So maybe that is how it works. I mean, mine were always small businesses, so, you know, there's only 30 staff.
Yeah, whereas like Medibank Private can't afford to give all of it stuff. But maybe I did. I never needed them. So I don't think I ever did. I think I may have had it at Sayward Dawson, but I don't think I, maybe I did. I'll have to, Jack, if you're listening, let me know if I had a business card that I've forgotten about.
You're not a big user of your own business card. So there's 2 business card categories that we should talk about. So one is other people's business cards that you acquire, and then our own business card. So let's go with other people's cards first. What do you do when someone gives you their business card?
I just tend to say thank you, but you can have it back if you'd like, because I'll just stalk you on Facebook.
Awesome. What if it's someone that doesn't want you to stalk them on Facebook? What if it's someone who you're meeting in a business capacity?
Well, often their business is on Facebook.
So
I will follow them on Facebook under their business name or, you know, LinkedIn. Not that I use LinkedIn very much at all, but there's always a way to find people these days. So I'll take them to be polite, but I don't ever refer to them. So I'm sorry if you're one of my networking friends who has given me a business card. It is now
recycled.
How about you?
I tend to say, keep the business card. Can I put you in my phone right now? And so I'll put their details in my phone straight away. And then what I'll do is say, hey, I'll call you. And then you've got my details too, so that they've got my name and whatever in their phone. That tends to be for me the way that I do it, because it's also then I don't want to give someone my business card for the sake that they're probably just going to recycle it. And then they don't have my details. What I want in a networking situation is for me to have their details, but also for them to have mine. And so I find that the mobile phone way works really well for me.
Mm. Yep.
Horses awesome. For courses.
And yeah. And I think it's a great idea. I will do that as well. Good on you. What about your business cards?
So we've got a bit of a funny situation with our business cards, don't we? Like, they're lovely and you just don't use them at all and I go through them a lot. So tell us the few instances you would have used your business card in the last, how long have we been the Art of Decluttering, like 3 years or whatever?
Yeah. I've used them when I do public speaking events. Mm-hmm. So I'll put them in the middle of the tables or on in the place settings. I have used them, whenever I do speaking, I take some.
Yeah,
and whenever I do go to networking meetings, I do take them with me. And if people ask me for them, particularly if they're asking like, oh, can I have your business card? I want to give it to my mum. I will give it to them. But often I just go, hey, like often we're talking about my podcast as our podcast, but me when it's me talking about the podcast.
I get it. I do know that I'm your co-host, but it's also your podcast. Yeah.
Good. Actually, it's really just my podcast. I'm inching you out of it slowly.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just here as a pretty voice.
You're just my guest this week, Amy.
Can I be your guest next week too then?
I'll think about it. I think we need some variety. It's so lovely that you're here this week, Amy. Let me call you in another year and let's catch up again in another year. She says, good luck to you, Kirsty. She says it.
Are you loving getting into decluttering in your home, but feel like
some of the things just aren't staying how they should, or you're finding piles or recollecting around the house, and you're getting a bit frustrated that you're not seeing the success that you thought that you would. Well, Kirst and I are excited to let you know about our online decluttering course that teaches you not only how to get an organized and decluttered home, but really importantly, how to keep it that way. So we would love you to come and join our course community. We have an interactive and amazing Facebook group, and all of the course is self-paced, so you can jump online whenever you like and go through our 6 modules that will take you from being overwhelmed to an organizing guru. So just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course and come and join us. We can't wait to have you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So often I'll get them to subscribe to the podcast.
Oh, great
which is
one.
A great way to get in contact with me, because our details are in the show notes. And but I will often show them again our Facebook page so that they can connect with us through our Facebook page as well. So
yeah, that's great.
I just don't – I'm not one of these people who walk into a networking meeting and, like, take my money people, like, flash my card around.
And neither are you one of the people that walk in and want to make sure that every person in the room walks out with your card. You're more a quality over quantity when it comes to networking. You'd rather actually get to know someone rather than, hey, everybody, I'm Kirstie. Here's this, here's this.
Yeah, exactly. So – that's how I do business cards. But you, my friend, are different. Well, you're similar. I know how you're similar, but tell people how you're similar and how you're different to me in my approach.
Well, the way that it's different for me is because I do – so whenever someone orders a copy of our book, Simply Organized, Kirstie does the finance side of it and I do the physical mailing it out side of it. And what I do is I put a business card in the front cover of each book, because on the back of both of our business cards is our 5-day wardrobe declutter challenge. And so if someone reads our book, then a great thing for them to do after that is the 5-day wardrobe challenge, which is free. And so that is where 90% or 95% of my business cards go, into the front covers of books, and then hopefully allowing people to continue to get good value from us. But sometimes, Kirst, I do, someone's talking to us about the podcast, I'm trying to channel my inner Kirst and say, hey, let's just download it now. I know you do that really well and I'm trying to get better at that. But sometimes the business card is a great, hey, there's a free wardrobe challenge. Here's the link on the back of the card. Just go to that link when you get home. So that's probably how I use it, is not so much for my information on the front, but more about the resource that we have on the back. So that's where 95% of my business cards go. It's more about what's on the back of the card than like my mobile number or email on the front, for instance. It's actually about the wardrobe challenge on the back that is the resource that I want to give to people.
Awesome. So what tips could we give to other people who are business owners or do have business cards, and it is there. It is important to them to connect with other people.
One of the things I would recommend is if you are the giver of the business card and it's someone who may want to use, if you're a service-based business and someone may want to use your services. So if you're a cleaner or an electrician or a personalized Uber driver, something that people will want to search for, I would, when you're with the person, say, put it in. Say, but instead of saying Amy Revell, I would get people to put it in as Amy Revell decluttering. For the reason of this is every single time we need a plumber, I just search in my phone plumber. I can never remember my plumber's name ever. And so the fact that he's in my phone as plumber means I don't then get onto Facebook and say, I need a recommendation for a local plumber because I've got this number in my phone. I don't know who he is. But every single time I ring him, he's like, oh yeah, you guys are the one on the corner. I'm like, oh, you've been here before. And he kind of laughs like, yes, you call me every time there's a problem. So I would encourage people to actually put a keyword in the name. So your first name, your second name, and then a keyword if you're giving your details to someone else. So it's easy to find when they don't remember your name.
Yes, that's what I do. In their company, so in Apple phones, it says first name, last name, company. And in company is where I put decluttering.
Awesome.
And I might put like that keyword and then their business name or their business name and then a keyword because sometimes their business name doesn't match what their isn't easily connected to their business.
R&J Parker is not going to get you plumber when you need a plumber.
Yeah, or Uber, unless you know that Uber is everything. Like, you wouldn't necessarily go, let me find a ride-sharing company.
Yes. Yeah.
It must be called Uber.
I think that's pretty helpful. If you get a business card, I would encourage you to do exactly what Kirstie just said, is put in the company, put in the first name, and put in any keywords on how you would search for it. Kirstie, have you got your phone in front of you?
I do.
How many contacts do you have in your phone?
Oh, I don't know if I can figure that out easily.
Oh, me neither, actually. I thought I could. Because I keep every phone number in my contacts. I never, ever, ever declutter a contact. And that is because I hate answering phone calls where I don't know who it is. So if I get an inquiry from someone, I'll put their phone number straight in my phone. So if they call me, I know who it is when I answer.
Yes, I do the same for business contacts or leads in our business. But I'm just looking at my phone and I can definitely see ones that could go, for instance, my old neighbour who is never ever going to call me because we don't live in the same state and I probably don't even remember who he is. So why is he in my phone?
Yeah, see, I'm flicking through mine and I've got some awesome ones like George's Fish and Chips in Rosebud, which is a seaside town about an hour away from me. I've got cameraman Channel 9, Glenn. Should I ever need to call the cameraman from Channel 9? Like, I do have some pretty weird ones in here.
Yeah. So I would actually recommend that we both go through our phone contacts and delete some people that we may not. I've got a phone number of a friend, a colleague, an ex-colleague of mine's daughter. Why do I have her number? Why do I need it? Why does she ever need to call me and why do I need to answer, hi, so-and-so? Like, whereas it's very different with my clients or prospective, whatever that word is.
Yeah.
Potential clients. If they've contacted me before, I love answering it and going, hey, Becky, how are you?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really nice. But, you know, to say that to somebody else, I can just answer, the other decluttering, Kirstie speaking.
That is very true.
I rang school today and went, hi, this is Kirstie Fruja from, you don't need to know.
From Oliver's mum.
Yeah, exactly. So funny.
That's the best. I've got another question that I've really been ruminating on the last week even. You know those clicker cards for like the coffee loyalty? Do you think they're worth keeping, Kirst?
It really depends on if you're there every day and you really enjoy getting your free coffee every once a fortnight.
Yeah.
So I think It is, but I also like the idea of supporting small businesses and just paying for what I don't need free coffee for my loyalty. But
yes.
but that's me. Some people do, and some people would like that. And so, yeah, I'm in two minds of it. For me personally, there's nothing that I do so regularly that because I don't carry a purse, I often just bring it home and put it in a little basket that we have for all those things. And then I forget to take it to the next time I go and buy bread.
Yep.
So then they're pointless to me in my family, but they may be really useful to other people. So that's my 2 cents. What's your 2 cents, Amy?
My 2 cents is they're not worth 2 cents. I kind of think about it that the room it's taking up in my wallet or purse is it's worth $3.50, right, that card. But it's worth nothing until you have used it 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of space and headspace to remember, oh, my gosh, yeah, I went to this cafe. Or often you don't remember till after you've paid or you've sat down. You're like, oh, I can't be bothered anyway. So I'm the same as you, Kirst. I love a good discount as much as the next person, but I do not find that those clicker loyalty cards encourage me by any stretch to revisit places that I'm already loyal to. And I find so often, even this week, I was with a client and we were going through, like you said, that little container that has all those cards in, and we were going through them. I reckon there would have been 9 or 10 different coffee cards, all with 1 or 2 clicks. And it's actually just a waste of paper and it's a waste of headspace. So unless, as Kirst said, unless you are regularly at a place, and if you're there every day, I think it's reasonable to say to them, is there space for you to keep this, like, just blue tacked up somewhere? Like, if you're actually there every day and you're spending $30 a week on coffee there, do you feel comfortable saying, hey, George, is there any chance I can leave this here? Because I never remember. Or, George, I come here every day. How about on the last Friday of every month, you just give me a free coffee? Make it once a month, not once a fortnight. Like, there's so many ways to be creative around it that don't require you to remember a little piece of paper.
Yeah, and there are some places that do that similar app style thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you tap your app every time you buy something, awesome. And then they, you know, accrue credits and stuff. So I know that there are those types of things around. And like, I understand it from a business perspective that you want to engender loyalty and that they are somewhat of a facade because...
Like, yeah, well, you're paying for it anyway.
It looks like you're engendering loyalty when people are already going to be loyal to you anyway.
Yeah, and they're already paying for their coffees.
Yes, yes. And so, there are some coffee shops also that do keep the loyalty cards there for you. So,
oh, good.
There are, yeah. But yes, I agree. I think that those type of things do belong in the same category as let's see if there's an app for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you can live without it. Have we done an episode on purses? Because I feel like that's episode.
We should do it. Do you remember we were in the studio once and I had this crazy idea that we should go through each other's handbags and talk about what was inside the handbags? And we did it. And then we're like, this is the most boring episode ever. And so we cut like 40 minutes of the episode. So I think we do have one called Handbags, but we cut out the bit where I thought it was a great idea for us to go through each other's handbags because that was boring as anything.
Well, yes. So, okay, let's do one on purses because I think there's a whole, like, I've seen so many purses that are bigger than my child. Fatter than my child.
Maybe this is a great opportunity for us to open up SpeakPipe so people can actually let us know the most random thing they're keeping in their wallet.
I love it.
So
let's do it.
Let's do that for next Monday. So we will open up the SpeakPipe. So you'll just find a link to it in our Facebook community. We'll pin that post that gives you the link so that you can leave a message. We want to know what's in your purse. And American friends, by purse, we mean the wallet or the, what else would they call it?
Well, they call their handbags purses.
That's what
they?
I mean. Like, it's actually the thing where your cards and your money is kept rather than the thing that you hang over your shoulder.
Yes. So whatever it is that you call that. I've been meaning to ask you this since your post about getting a new wallet for Mother's Day. Why do you call it a wallet? Is it a man's wallet?
I've always called my keeper of cards and money wallets. Is it meant to be a purse if it's ladies?
Yes.
But when I bought it online, it said wallet. I think calling it purse is old.
Did it say purse wallet?
Let me find it. Okay, I'm just going to do some Googling. See if I can remember what company I bought it from, actually. It's the most beautiful company. I should tell you about that too. Okay, let me have a look. This is real interesting for everybody. It's, I have searched through my emails.
Because I never call, I call men's things wallets.
Right.
I call wallets belong to men and purses. Well, I mean,
okay,
so I think of a wallet as something that folds open into two or three. So is it a purse, like a lady's purse, or is it a stereotypical man's wallet?
Oh, it's very much a lady's purse. Maybe this is all worthy of us chatting about next week, and we can do some research and see if we can find out what the difference is.
Yes, or if it's just a Kirsty, I can't even say my own name now. Yeah.
Okay, well, stay tuned, people. We're going to solve the problems of the world. Kirsty, I thought I'd read out an iTunes review. Do you have anything
Excellent
else you wanted
idea.
To share about cards before we do that?
No, I hope this has been helpful to people. No.
All right, so this is from... 5-star review from S in Brizzy. It's titled Inspiration. Thank you so much for your knowledge and energy. I love your no-nonsense approach and your personal stories too. I've always been okay at decluttering, but I needed to be better. And with your podcast, I am. From Sharon in Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Oh my gosh, Brisbane. As I said it, I'm like, how did that get out of my mouth?
I think it might be time for us to finish because neither of us is speaking very articulately.
I think so. And my dinner's on the table. My family have started Excellent. Eating dinner without me.
Yes, and my family are making way too many noises and probably desperate for me to come out and,
Excellent.
And stop them all from killing each other.
Well, I hope it's been fun for everybody. We've talked about loyalty cards. We do not provide loyalty cards for our clients. We are loyal to all of you and they are loyal to us regardless.
We hope you have fun decluttering your business cards and your loyalty cards and your buy 12, get one or half a one free cards. Buy 200 and then you get your first loaf free.
Have an amazing week. We will be back in your ears next week talking about wallets-purses. See you then.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.